Are you thinking big enough? Or are you telling yourself that you don't know how, you can't, you're not enough for what you're dreaming about? Thinking big is an art. It is an art because we are embedded in a society that has been taught to stay small at all times. Don't be surprised if you haven't learned and give yourself the permission to think bigger than. But I am here today breaking this down, why you need to think bigger than anybody else if you want to be an entrepreneur, and how you can get out of that trap of not giving you the permission of thinking big.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek. Thank you for tuning in today. How are you doing? What's going on in your life? Do you have questions? What are you struggling with? Have you given up on that idea of building your own business? Are you still on it? Let me know. I have been offering this for some time, but for no particular reason, I stopped doing it. And I want to continue offering you my DMs for questions. Let's have this conversation of hardship of building a business. Let's have this conversation of having difficult days, not always feeling up for it. Whether you need a pep talk or you have a specific question on personal branding, mindset, content, podcasts, media, whatever that is, just shoot me a message. I'm happy to have this conversation with you. And today I want to speak with you about thinking big. Often what so many people overlook or don't speak about, and it is not taught enough, is how we can create, maintain, and stay true to our vision. If we speak visionary leadership, thought leadership, this is all synonymous. Having a big vision is something that not only sets you apart from the rest, and I mean the rest of those people who are not entrepreneurs and don't see themselves creating bigger than, who don't see themselves doing the work you are doing, but it also sets you apart from competitors who don't dare to dream bigger. This is important today. You know, markets are saturated, and there is one thing that really stands out at the moment, which is you can see and you can hear it through how people speak and what they say publicly. Is when you hear them, you know they are here for the long run. They are here to create meaningful change. They are here to make us think differently. If we look at all these people, it sometimes feels like they must have had this figured out already before. They must have known how to do it. They must have this. They must have been privileged, rich, or have had something that makes them being this visionary, being this entrepreneur. But the truth is, all these people had is courage to create a future that is yet non-existing. A future that nobody believes in, but everybody wants to have. Everybody's dreaming about something, a better world, better governments, better economy, better equality, better rights. But only a few really believe that they can create that change. And this is you. You wouldn't be here otherwise. If you think that you can help women go better through menopause, if you think that you can help people feel better about themselves by wearing better, nicer clothes that really fit them, if you think that you can help people dealing with emotions better, helping them go through hardship in an easier way. If you help people calm down and prevent burnout or get out of burnout, you are creating a better place because you are showing people better ways and you are showing them that they do not have to suck up what's there, what's bothering them, but they have the ability to change. And this sprinkles really in a collective of changing small communities, then bigger communities, then societies, and then the world. Sounds crazy, does it? But this is who you are, and this is why you are here. That's why not everybody can do it, but that's totally fine. But if you feel that urge of wanting to create change, you need to allow yourself to think bigger. Believe it or not, I force myself to do this on a daily. I daydream. I am imagining a world that yet doesn't exist, not for myself and not for others, but the way I imagine it, it's just a very beautiful place that we all together can create. I want to see women make money on their own. I want to see a better wealth distribution globally. I don't want to be that the money only is at the one white, rich man. We all deserve a piece of the cake that is available to us. And as I do so, I have my little anchor and I have to remind myself of the people who have been walking the path for me already. And you will be surprised. It's no one who is really, you know, close to my heart. It's no one who is close to me geographically. It's no one in my family, no one in my close circle. So I do have a friend now and a friendship that is really developing in a beautiful direction. And this friend of mine is just bold enough and believes enough in me just to say with no emotions attached. And I truly believe it when she says it and be like, you know what, whatever you want to do, whatever you are doing, I believe in you that you will achieve it. And yes, you need more of these people around you, and you can create it as you go. Like, never give up of building that network and that community that can hold and support and accommodate your growth. But I always think back of that one time I was watching the documentary of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has been a visionary true and true. Like, he has been having a vision, and he did this 3 times throughout his lifetime, where he was sitting in a small village in Austria and just told himself that he wants to be the best bodybuilder on this planet Earth. And so he did. Then he said, okay, I reached my big goal now. What's next? And he said, I want to be the best actor on this planet Earth. And he did. And then he said, okay, what's next? I mean, I've done it all. I have the publicity. And okay, usually in these cases, the next step for many people is politics. And I'm not saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is now, you know, the iconic person and the best person on this planet Earth to guide us, because as every human being, and if you look at people who have been successful, they all have a life. And I'm really wanting to see this super non-judgmental, that he had issues in his marriage, that he probably had so many more adversities and obstacles in his life, more than the documentary actually showed us. But for me, it was such a huge inspiration how he went from one vision to the other vision and to the next and to the next. And if I would ever meet this guy, the only question I would have would be, was it really worth it? And I believe it is worth it, because on his way, on his journey of becoming who he wanted to be, it wasn't always about him, but he was inspiring generations. He was changing people's lives by showing them what is possible. And you can be that person too. But the truth is, no one's teaching us how to do that. No one's teaching us how to think big. It's actually quite the opposite. We are being taught how to fit into a box, into a created cage that we should be belonging to, and those souls who do not belong in those boxes or cages. I know how that feels. It's such a trap. It's such a waste of what you could do. And the first thing to be able to think big is to get out of that box. Just make a step, cut a little hole in it, and walk out. Walk out of that box and think bigger without having to know how. I hear these people say, I would like to do this, but I don't know how, and therefore I can't. I think here we need to understand that not only for entrepreneurship, but I'm suggesting this to everyone listening to this. Learning should become a huge value in your life. It's not like we have a shortage on information, a shortage on coaches, mentors, and people who are willing to support you on your path. It's us telling us, oh, again, I need to learn something. Again, I need to do something. And this is thinking that we've learned thinking in phases of our lives. But if you want to build a business, if you want to be that entrepreneur, that visionary that has something bigger to create and is right now existing, you need to get out of that loop. Out of that loop, primary school, high school, university, then that, then job, then that. We think in phases that are ending at some point. And all we have done our lives is working towards the end of something. But you need to drop that if you look at learning, because life is a constant curve of learning. Learning how to be a better you, learning how to get up when you fail, learning to develop new skill sets, learning to be okay with who you are right here, right now, and move from there. Literally knowing what is my step and my next step and what do I need to know in order to get where I want to be. And then you take all these points and you go and learn them. This is how you become who you want to be. No one ever was born with everything they need to build these businesses, to build these visions, to create something that doesn't exist yet, to create a better future for others. Once learning becomes a desire of yours, once learning becomes natural, a daily thing you do, no matter how big or small, it doesn't always need to be a whole degree, can be one small thing, like read a page from the book, from one book you have chosen. Learn from it. Take the time to learn new things, because then how, the question of I don't know how, if you learn that skill, you suddenly know how and then you move from there. Not knowing how should not be a reason why you shouldn't dream big. And the next misery we are getting ourselves in is directing everything towards us, thinking, I'm not capable, I'm not enough, I'm not, I don't know, not enough good looking to be a fashion influencer. I am not, whatever you might think that you are not in order to pursue your big vision. There is a lot of it. If you are really true to yourself, think about it and put it on paper, what you are telling yourself that you are not, and therefore you cannot create. Not smart enough. Not old enough. Perhaps too old. Not supported enough. Not rich enough. Not known enough. You don't have the capacity, the time, resources. The mental capacity, the courage, whatever that is. The moment you reverse the thinking and point the direction, not towards you, but towards the people you want to help, everything will change. It is certainly okay if you aim for the big dreams like the car, the house, the circle, your lifestyle, and I wish you to have all of it one day. Like, my desire for you is not just to change the world and make an impact, but also to create that extraordinary life for yourself, because then you have also the financial capacities to give back and to do even more better. But at the very beginning, you just need to direct your thinking towards the people who need to hear from you. This is not about you. This is about the people who need your help. This is about the people who need to hear your story so they see that this is possible for them too. It is possible to survive grief. It is possible to survive a breakup. It is possible to step into your full potential. Otherwise, you're just giving away power. You're giving away energy of becoming the person you already are. You just need to make this twist of becoming it and really being it, living it, doing it. But if you direct that energy towards the people you want to serve, towards this big vision you have created for yourself, everything will change for you. And this is a daily practice. Sometimes we are wondering whether we are meant for it or not. And I have a little story for you. I've been reading on Instagram. It was a professional dancer who was saying it was one of those trends that were going on recently on social media, where she was saying, I am 33 and not afraid to admit. And then she goes, explaining all the myths, what we think about a professional dancing career. And one of them was that she said, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't know if I am capable of more than dancing. And this shook me. I got goosebumps, because the truth is, if someone can be a professional dancer, if you only can imagine how much hardship that is to train 24/7 and to be there for your career and to perform at all times with all its injuries, all its mental hurdles, then you know that these people are so much more capable than just dancing. The truth is, she never tried. And therefore, she doesn't know. So what is keeping you from trying? I just want to say that failure is something that is necessary in order to succeed. And I know it's a paradox, but you fail your path forward, because failure is new hope. Failure is new creativity. Failure is new strategy. And every time you make a mistake or you fail a project or a launch, put up your sleeves, ready to make better mistakes tomorrow. Because this is what it is all about. And practice your vision. Because all you need to succeed is already within you.